What percent of AI experts have actually heard of the idea that explains why a superintelligent AI would probably wipe out humanity as a boring side effect of whatever it is trying to do? The companies that are winning the race are publicly saying powerful AI, a country of geniuses in a data center, could show up late 2026 or early 2027. Meanwhile, a survey of 111 technical AI experts found that only 21% had even heard of instrumental convergence, and 78% of those same experts still said researchers should be worried about catastrophic outcomes. The mismatch is not reassuring. How familiar are actual AI researchers with the central safety concepts? In that 2025 survey, only 21% had heard of instrumental convergence, yet 78% agreed that technical researchers should be concerned about catastrophic risks. The people least familiar with the ideas were also the least concerned. This is not a public relations problem, this is a literacy problem at the source. What do the big capability forecasts actually say right now? AI Impact's 2023 survey of thousands of AI researchers gave a 50% chance of high-level machine intelligence, machines outperforming humans at every task, by 2047. 10% thought it could happen by 2027. At the same time, Anthropic's Dario Amodè has been saying a country of geniuses in a data center could arrive as soon as late 2026 or early 2027. The builders closest to the frontier are dramatically more aggressive than the median published researcher. What is this instrumental convergence idea that almost nobody has heard of? It rests on two pieces. First, the orthogonality thesis. Intelligence and final goals are basically independent. You can have an arbitrarily smart system whose only terminal goal is to maximize the number of paperclips in the universe. Second, instrumental convergence. Across almost any goal, a sufficiently powerful agent will develop the same sub-goals: self-preservation, goal content integrity, cognitive enhancement, and resource acquisition. Because those sub-goals are useful for almost anything, why would an AI with an unrelated goal still want to kill or disempower humans? A paperclip maximizer does not hate you, it does not need to. Humans are made of atoms. Those atoms can be turned into paperclips. Keeping humans around also carries the risk that they will eventually turn the maximizer off. Both problems are solved by using the atoms for paperclips and making sure nothing can interfere. The goal was never destroy humanity. The goal was paperclips. Everything else is just efficient means. What does it mean for the race when the people steering the technology largely haven't encountered the strongest case for extreme caution? The labs racing hardest are the ones telling us the end is near in calendar time. And the core arguments that, inside certain communities, make that end look like a default catastrophe are still exotic specialized knowledge for most working AI researchers. That is the environment in which the fastest progress is happening. The highest leverage near-term intervention may not be more alignment research papers. It may be deliberately training or selecting a much larger cohort of non-traditional high-virality communicators who can make the core arguments culturally resonant and impossible to ignore inside the labs and among the funders who actually control the race. Literacy among the people holding the levers matters more than another public opinion poll. The people racing hardest say the finish line is 2026. Most of them have never heard the argument that makes crossing it look like civilizational suicide. That is not a communication problem someone else will fix later. Right now, it is the safety problem.